We're going to be speaking to Biggie Vinclo, the saxophone player and flute player from Sweden. She was born in Germany. She studied and lived in France. And now she lives in Sweden. And today she's going to be speaking to us on telephone from California. Biggie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So how you doing, Biggie?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Yeah. All right, I'm not doing so fine, Biggie. So please bear with me. I might be slurring and, speaking like I can't speak. So, because I have this painful blister on my tongue.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's okay, Biggie. So, so you were in California?
Yeah, I'm in California, in Oakland.
In Oakland? Oh, right.
Yeah, and I've played with the people, also with you named before.
Yes. With Jim Ryan.
Jim Ryan and with Scott Looney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. I was going to ask you. Yeah, well, this is going to be a big point of discussion here, your connection with the California people. Mm-hmm. But, where shall we begin? Let's begin with the customary background information on you.
Okay.
All right. So tell us about your musical training, how you became a musician, and what you studied.
How I became a musician.
Yeah.
I think I always have been a musician.
Yeah. All right.
So I started with singing and a recorder.
Right.
And then I studied classical. Flute.
Right.
And I played in orchestras and chamber music.
Uh-huh.
And I got my first saxophone when I was 22 years old, because I found that it was so difficult to hear myself with a flute.
Uh-huh.
Without a microphone.
Right.
And I thought this has to change.
Uh-huh.
And most of the things I studied by myself. All I knew how to study an instrument. Mm. And all once in a while I took some lessons with some saxophone players.
Right. So before playing the saxophone, you were already playing music. That was classical music.
Classical music, but I started to improvise when I was 15 years old. That was really early.
Improvise on the flute?
On the flute, yes.
All right, so flute was your first instrument?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you still sing?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm not a professional singer.
All right. Okay. No. And so the saxophone came at the age of 22. And then alto saxophone, you've been playing just the alto saxophone, or?
Yeah, for a while I had the baritone also.
Uh-huh.
I really liked it, but it is so heavy.
Right.
And so difficult to travel with.
Oh. All right.
So I traded the baritone with a soprano saxophone.
Uh-huh.
But there are no recordings with me playing soprano saxophone.
Right.
It's like a hobby.
All right. So why the alto saxophone? I mean, apart from the physical practical reasons. Uh-oh. Yeah.
I find that the alto saxophone is maybe the saxophone that is the closest to the human voice.
Right.
And to singing. Therefore, I think I take the alto saxophone.
Right. Okay. And also, you were born in Germany. You studied and lived in France, and now you live in Sweden. What's your nationality?
I'm a Swede.
Before we go any further, let's listen to something from one of your recordings.
Okay.
What do you want me to play? I've got Suspension, I've got Max Zen, I've got Mbat, and I've also got Desert Sweets, and Clack.
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 Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want me to play that one?
Sure.
Yeah? All right, I think, yeah. This was recorded in 2000, right?
Yes.
And it sort
that
of...
is with a Swedish drummer, Peter Uskila.
Right.
Who in the past years he has worked very much with Peter Brötzmann.
Right.
And they've done some terrific recordings and a lot of touring. But he was the drummer in my trio that we had for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And on Cluck you also hear Peter Friis Nielsen.
Right.
Who is an electric bass player from Denmark.
Right.
And who has been the bass player in the trio for many, many years.
Right.
And otherwise we had other great bass players. We had Georg Wolf,
mm-hmm.
a German bass player. Very much underrated bass player, but really very good. And then Bar Phillips and
uh-huh.
Peter Kovalt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And with these Swedish players, you've had a long relationship, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll talk about this more. Which piece do you want me to play? There are so many.
Yeah. Pick. Pick.
It's P-A-I-K-E.
Pick any. I'm not playing in the on the first four tracks.
Okay. So it's
pick any you want.
Pick any. Oh, all right. Okay. I'll pick any. You're not playing on the first four. Okay, so I'll take the fifth one, Fable.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so here's a piece from the album called Clock by the Biggie Vinkalo Trio. Am I pronouncing your name all right, Biggie?
Yes.
Okay. Biggie Vinkalo Trio with Peter Friis Nielsen on electric bass and Peter Uskila on drums. And the album is on Slask Records. And we'll be back talking to Biggie just after the piece that's called Fable.
Okay.
Okay, that's not the one. Yeah. Here it is. Okay, that was a Fable, a piece from the Biggie Vincolo Trio album called Clack on Slask CD. That sounded like a solo, Biggie.
Yeah, it was a solo.
It was a solo,
I
right?
I remember there are two solos on this CD.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll play the trio pieces later. And so, Biggie, how did you get interested into playing improvised music?
How did I get interested in improvising? I find that improvising music is a little bit like life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, music is about communication.
Right.
And interaction. So when you start to talk to someone, then you would have to improvise a little bit. Someone says something, then you react to it. And I find that is the same thing than when you... when you improvise, when you play improvised music.
Right.
And you never know where it takes you. At the same time, you want to shape it like a composition. You want to give it a structure also.
Uh-huh.
And that is interesting it's challenging to improvise, not knowing where it goes and when you start to play. But still having a focus on composition.
Right. Wow, that's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, so that's how. All right. So, you're trying to imitate life on playing music.
Yes.
Okay. And you are like there are not so many ladies playing this music.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. And why is that so?
I have no idea. What I know is that in most music schools, 80% of the students are women,
mm-hmm.
girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happens to all the girls, because then later on in the groups, 80% are men.
Right. You mean in music schools?
In music for music education.
Right.
There are many more girls who start to study an instrument.
Right.
But then in the groups or in the orchestras, there are very often more men than women.
Yeah, because they get married, they have children, then they just forget about music.
Yeah, but, I mean, we could talk for a long time about that, because they get married to men, of course.
Right. Yeah.
You should think that the children also have fathers.
Right.
But it's true. It's still like the traditional way of doing things.
Yeah. Okay. And how about the music scene in Sweden, where you live?
Yeah,
the improvised music.
Improvised music. I guess it's difficult everywhere because it is not a music that you can go to and have it as a background music in a cafe or a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing that you can relate to immediately. Like if you hear a pop song, you hear it once, twice, 10 times, or any song,
mm-hmm.
you recognize it.
Right.
But when you go to a concert of improvised music, you are invited to... little bit to a journey, so you don't know where it takes you, and
right.
they are not necessarily things that you have already heard before.
Right.
So the audience is not so as big as you would wish.
Right, right. Mm. So, but is the music happening in Sweden?
Yeah, of course there's there are improvisers also in Sweden.
Yeah, recently I got in touch with quite a few people from musicians from Sweden making beautiful music, improvised music.
Yeah, from Stockholm.
From Stockholm, yeah, from Malmö.
From Malmö, uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a band, I forgot its name. It's called I forgot its name. They have a CD called Falafel Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. And mm-hmm. so where do you live, Biggie?
I live outside Gothenburg, which is the second city in Sweden.
Okay, and how about the scene there, in your city?
Yeah, there's a little club where you can play, but with little or no money.
Okay.
And, their concerts here and there, but nothing really substantial.
All right. So is that the reason that you go, like, you travel the planet to play music in other places?
I think a lot of musicians from Sweden, they travel. They travel a lot because Sweden is a small country.
Right.
Population wise, only 9 million people. So
right.
There's only so much you can do. So most musicians travel a lot.
Right. Right.
And also, it is interesting to meet people from other cultures and do things together.
Right. Right. And just to come back, before I forget, to come back to the question of being a woman in improvised music. When you got into the improvised music thing, and did you face, is it more difficult for a woman to a woman improviser to sort of make it in the milieu?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've played so much in groups where I was the only woman, and then the other musicians will always listen more carefully, and you have always to prove that you are at least as good as your male colleague.
right. Okay, so all right.
And it took me a long time to be recognized. No, I don't have this problem anymore.
Right.
So I feel that I'm a respected musician. So.
Right.
But it took a long time.
Right. And when you say it took a long time to get recognized by who? The musicians, for example, the musicians in Sweden, the musicians all over the world? Like how?
All over the world, I think.
Okay, all right. You play a lot in the U.S.
Yeah, I have played a lot in the U.S., both on the West Coast, California.
Right.
Made a tour down to Arizona and New Mexico, and I've played on the East Coast and also played in Vancouver.
All right.
And I have many CDs came out in the U.S. also.
Right. Yes. They did. We'll talk about this more. But let's listen to some music first. What do you want me to play, and from which album?
Maybe we can get a trio from Clack.
Oh, another. Okay. All right. Clack. All right. I'll have to. All right. Where's the CD? Where did I put it? See, I'm. My blister has got me so disorientated. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Clock. All right, it's in the player. And all right, so if I play De Plume, is it going to be a trio?
I hope so.
Okay, you don't remember. It came out in 2000.
Yes.
And this CD was, I think it was recognized as some sort of the best CD somewhere, isn't it?
Yes, it was best CD for on the wire.
On right, on the wire. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's that was in the year 2000, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's listen to another piece from this the best CD of the year 2000 by the Wire magazine. Is that right, Biggie?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the piece is here is called De Plume, and let's hope it's the trio playing. Biggie Vinclo Trio. The album is Clock on Slask. Let's see.
Okay.
Right, that sounded like a snare drum solo. I'll let it run and let's see what the next piece brings us.
Okay.
All right, that sounds like a trio.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounded like a bass and drums duo.
Yes.
This CD is like a mirage, right? Okay.
The next one is easier when I have it.
All right, we finally got a trio piece on the album, Clack, yeah. Right? It sounds like it's a very cherished recording of yours, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Biggie. And so the trio is still active? You guys are still playing together?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, that's a shame.
No, they started to play with Peter Brotzmann.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right, so when they play with Peter Brotzmann, they can't play with you?
Excuse me. the organizers, when they can choose to have a bass and a drum with Peter Brotzmann or with me, they will book it with Peter Brotzmann.
Okay. All right.
So
yeah.
That is as simple as that.
Yeah. Okay. And so, Biggie, you seem to have a strong connection with the California and the Bay Area people.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell us about that. How did this happen? Like, you have the trio with Donald Robinson and Lyle Ellis, and then there are so many other people in the Bay Area that you've recorded with. And
yeah.
So tell us about that. I'm really curious about that. And you must have crossed paths with Marco Nady also.
Oh yeah. I played with him too.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about that. How did it happen?
To play with Marco Inidi?
The Bay Area people,
The first time it was Mia Masaoka who plays Koto, who mm-hmm. invited me to San Francisco.
Right.
I met her when she was in Europe and she played in Copenhagen, and I said, oh, she's in Copenhagen, I want to invite her to Sweden, and I set up two or three gigs and she came to Sweden and we had played with a some people, the same musicians, and we connected immediately and she invited me to San Francisco. So I came the first time to San Francisco 10 years ago and played with her and George Kilmarchi and Gino Robert, and much later we did also a recording together. So this quartet has been alive for many years also.
Right.
And I played one gig also with Donald Robinson and Trevor Dunn
mm-hmm.
and Mia.
Right.
And then I came back to San Francisco in 2001, and then I was invited as artist in residence at the wonderful place outside San Francisco, the Headland Center for the Arts. And I think I was the second musician ever invited there, after the first one was Glenn Spearman.
Uh-huh.
An icon and fantastic musician from the Bay Area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and after that, I've come back many times.
Right. And so how did the trio with Lyle and Donald Robinson happen? Lyle Ellis and Donald Robinson.
Why that happened? Oh, we started to play together.
Oh, okay. It just happened like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We liked
it,
and then.
Yeah.
We have played in California and in Sweden together with Paul Plimley also.
Right.
And in New York recently was Lyle, Donald Robinson and Bruce Eisenbein.
Right.
We did a recording that I hope that will be released by the end of the year.
Yeah, a recent recording, because I received an email from Lyle Ellis and he told me about the recording.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was going to say something, I forgot. The trio, we were talking about the trio. Yeah, and then you guys, I think you guys played in France too, did you?
With Lyle? No, I played with Donald. It was meant to be with Lyle Ellis, but then he couldn't make it, and we had a French bass player from Avignon.
Bernard, Santa Cruz.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And then we played also in Tours and in Avignon and in Franche-Comté, in Besançon.
Right. Yeah, at that time I didn't know about the gig. Otherwise, I would have gone to Tours. It's only 2 hours from where I live.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was in the year. It was recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. But hopefully we will come back to Tours.
Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be really nice. I'll see you there. Mm-hmm. And you just spoke about the recording that you made with Mia Masaoka and Gino Robert, George Kramashi, And that, is that the Klang Farb melody recording that you used? Mm-hmm. And you know, that was the first recording that I heard of you. That's where I heard you for the first time. Mm-hmm. So let's play something from that recording. It's a beautiful one. Is there a piece you want me to play, or?
No.
Okay.
You can pick.
All right, so I run the show. All right, it's what am I going to play? Let's play. All right, it's called Klanghausen Flower. Klanghausen Flower, is that a Swedish word for something? Some kind of a house?
No. Klangfarbe Melodie, as a matter of fact, is a German word.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, color, melody.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So the piece I'm going to play is called, is a third piece, it's called Klanghausen Flower. Sound, House and Flower. Sound, House and Flower, yes. Sound, House and Flower. All right, this is from Klang Farb Melody with Biggie Winklow on alto saxophone and flute. What are you playing on this piece?
I'm sorry, but I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out.
we'll find out very soon.
All right, we'll find out. Biggie Winklow on either alto saxophone or flute, and George Kramashi on contrabass, Mia Masaoka on 21 string koto, and Gino Robert on percussion and other things. All right, and the album is on 482 Music. It's a Chicago record label, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a Chicago label.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, let's give this piece a listen. It's called
Yeah.
right, that was a piece from Clang Far Melody, and an album with Biggie Vinclo, George Kramashi, Mia Masaoka, and Gino Robert, the people from Bay Area in the US, and the album is on the Chicago label 482 Records. And now we're back with Biggie Vinclo. Right. Okay, so Biggie, do you have any, you must have some influences and some idols on the alto saxophone. Could you tell us about some?
On alto saxophone?
On alto saxophone.
Okay, I like very much Charlie Parker, Lee Konitz, Art Pepper, John Shikai, Dudu Kukwana. I also like musicians who play other instruments.
Right, right. Tell us about them.
Something that I did that I really liked very much, that was playing with Cecil Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did that twice. One time in Berlin in 1988. And that's also that's Cecil Taylor in Berlin. That's a big black box. Yeah, that was really nice. That was one whole week of rehearsal.
Right.
And then a concert at the end. And then we played 2 years later in Documenta in Kassel.
Right.
Which is a very big international contemporary art exhibition.
Right.
In the city.
Uh-huh.
That happens, I think, every second year or every fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
So then again, we rehearsed for 10 days and had a 3-hour-long concert.
Oh.
That was really great.
Wow.
And very intense. We played like 6, 7, 8 hours a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay. And was it recorded?
It was recorded but never released.
Yeah. But the Berlin concert was released.
Excuse me?
The Berlin recording. The concert you did with Cecil Taylor in Berlin.
Yeah, that was recorded, yeah.
Yeah, and that was released too.
Yeah, it's also released. That is one of the CDs in this big black box.
Right, right. Okay. And what record label was it released on?
FMP.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So that was a good experience playing with Cecil Taylor's ensemble.
Really good experience.
Yeah.
And recently when I was in New York, Bruce Eisenbeilie took me to Ornette Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
So we played at his house together with him for 1 hour.
Right.
That was also
with Ornette Coleman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also a wonderful experience.
Wow. Okay. All right.
It was very nice to sit just beside him and hear him play his beautiful, beautiful melodies.
Right.
And lines.
Right.
He's really a big inspiration for me.
Right. Okay. Ornette Coleman. Great. And there have been other recordings of yours with other people on the Bay Area people. And also, oh well, I was just going to talk about this, the trio. The trio Blue Rev.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we've already spoken about it. There's Donald Robinson on drums, Lyle Ellis on double bass, and Biggie Vinclo alto saxophone and flute. Shall we play something from the album?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So the album is called Blue Rev on Eld Records. That's quite an eclectic record label in Sweden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the piece that we're going to listen to is called Just un mot, just a word, from the album Blue Rev.
Okay.
The trio is called Blue Rev, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Thank you. That was the trio Blue Rev with Donald Robinson, Lyle Ellis, and Biggie Vincolo on Eld Records. Yes. And so, Biggie, what about the... It's common knowledge that the life of a creative musician is generally a lot of strife, a lot of struggle. Mm. How about your life as a creative musician? Is it a lot of struggle?
Oh yes. It's impossible to live only from the music you do.
Right.
Unless you get grants and fundings, what I get sometimes, but it's not enough to come up with the money that you need for your daily life. So I have a ordinary work also.
Right. Okay. And do you sometimes do you get involved in teaching?
Oh yeah, I've been teaching for many years.
Oh okay.
Different things. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's nice.
But now I work as a music therapist.
Oh, that's nice.
With children with special needs.
Oh.
That's also very challenging.
Right. It is. It is. Okay. Mm. All right. So it's true that the life in creative music is a difficult one for everybody.
Yeah.
And is it and can we say that it's more so in the case of a woman?
Is that more for women?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get back to what we said in the beginning, then right. you have the responsibility of a family also.
Right.
Makes it a little bit more complicated. I know many women who have decided not to have children, for instance. So they could dedicate themselves to music only.
All right.
But I wanted to have children also.
All right. Okay. All right. So there's another one. This CD that just came out. I think it's the last one that has the latest one that has come out with you with a trio. It's called the CBD Trio. Is it the latest one?
I think so. That's the latest one. Yes.
Right.
And that is with Chris Brown on piano and electronics and Donald Robinson. And we have played also in the East Coast and the West Coast and in Sweden.
In Sweden.
And we are now working on a new project together with a string quartet.
Uh-huh.
So we are looking, we are searching for a string quartet.
Oh, right. Okay.
Who will play written music, and we will improvise.
Okay. And most of the recordings that I have of you, Biggie, they are mostly trios.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. You know, I personally love the trio form.
Yeah, I think that the trio is maybe the most challenging one, because you have to interact with two people at the same time all the time. So if it's a duo, then you only relate to one other musician. But it's a trio, it is it's much more unstable.
Right.
So you have to make it work all the time to give space to each other. And
right. And myself personally, what I like about the trio is that you can hear each musician clearly, and there's a lot of space for each one to expand and express themselves.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah. Okay. So let's. This is another trio recording. It's called Suspension, the CBD Trio, right? Chris Brown. He's from the Bay Area.
Yes, he's also from the Bay Area.
All right. So let's give this one a listen. Another day I played Alap, which does that refer to the Indian singing style Alap? Is that it? Because I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure. Okay, but today let's play Outside Inside. What do you say about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so here's the CBD Trio. Chris Brown on piano and electronics, Biggie Vincolo on alto saxophone and flute, Donald Robinson on drums. The album is called Suspension on Rastakhan Records, which is a Bay Area record label. It's founded by a musician. I forgot who.
Gina Robert,
the percussionist.
Miles Boysen.
All right, Miles Boysen, the Splatter Trio, and he also engineers most of the recordings that come out of the Bay Area.
Yes.
Miles Boysen. All right. Yes. Thank you. That was a piece from the album called Suspension with Biggie Vincolo on flute, Chris Brown on piano and electronics, and Donald Robinson on drums and percussion. And the album is on Rastakhan Records. Okay, Biggie.
Yes?
That's a nice recording. I mean, all of the recordings are nice. And you have another recording with, a couple of recordings with Bar Phillips.
Oh yeah.
So how did your connection with Bar Phillips happen? How long have you known each other?
Bar Phillips, I've known him for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
And for many years we always played in the summer together. So we have played in to, together in different countries. Every summer it was in another country.
Oh, that's nice.
So we did, I think, three CDs. One Way Out.
Uh-huh.
And But.
Right.
And then the third one is this duo.
The duo.
Bar Phillips and Me.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, we'll be listening to a piece from Magazine. It's called Magazine, from the duo CD. But before that, Biggie, would you like to tell us something about your present and future projects that we haven't yet spoken about?
Yeah, so I'm working on a duo with Donald Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that he can record anytime soon.
All right.
We have performed in several countries in Europe.
As a duo?
As a duo, yeah.
That's nice.
I think that's a really nice duo.
Uh-huh.
And another project that is very different is the last time I was in California in the winter, I made a lot of field recordings. I made some field recordings. I collected sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday live sounds,
uh-huh.
both in Oakland and in Gothenburg.
Right.
And I work on this project together with Jonathan Siegel, who, among other things, works very much with electronics.
Uh-huh.
And we make three tapes. And it will be a project together with a choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there's a project with strings in the CBD trio.
Right.
Here we are working on. Mm. And this quartet with Bruce and Lyle and Don.
Right.
And then I'm also part of an association that is called Music Against Violence.
Uh-huh.
And these are some Swedish musicians.
Right.
And we try to manifest against violence in all their forms.
Right.
I make concerts and the money goes to different other organizations. Last
right.
year we did a concert with rock musicians and some jazz musicians, and the money went to a shelter for women.
Right.
And in 2 weeks we will play in Gothenburg.
Right.
And so those are the projects I'm working on currently.
Right. Okay. So you also organize events in Sweden, musical events.
Yes.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. All right. That's nice. Biggie, it's been very nice talking to you.
Yeah. Likewise.
Yeah. And before I forget, yeah, I'd almost forgotten that you are at in the home of Donald Robinson, California. Please convey to him my regards.
Okay.
Yeah, and please keep making this beautiful music, and we'll keep in touch. And thank
yeah,
you
I'll
for.
Yeah, I'll try my very best.
Yeah. All right, Biggie. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
And we are going to go out with this a piece from the album called Magazine. Magazine. It's a duo with Biggie Vincolo and Bar Phillips. It's on Slask Records. Once again, it's a Swedish label, isn't it?
This is a Swedish label. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to play the first piece. It's called Cuso, and Bar Phillips is on 5-string bass, and Biggie Vincolo is playing either alto saxophone or flute. All right.
I think if it's the first piece, I think I play saxophone.
Okay, alto saxophone.
I could be wrong.
All right. Okay. So we've been talking to Biggie Vincolo from California. She lives in Sweden, and but now we've been talking to her from California. And in 2 weeks, she'll be in Sweden organizing an event, a concert against the violence, isn't it? All right, Biggie.
Yes.
think yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So thank you very much, Biggie. Have a good evening.
Yeah, thank you. Likewise.
And we're going to go out with this piece called Cuso. Cuso. Cuso.
Thank you.